Good afternoon. I am Archdeacon Steve West, the parish priest of St. Barnabas Parish in the Anglican Church in the Diocese of Trinidad and Tobago. I welcome you to reflection on this last Sunday after Pentecost, the Feast of Christ the King, proper 29. Our readings today, Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 to 16, and 20 to 24, Psalm 100, Ephesians chapter 1, verses 15 to 23, and Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46. Let us pray. The Lord is here, and we will praise Him. The Lord is here, and we will worship Him. The Lord is here, and we will honor Him. The Lord is here, and we will give Him all the glory. Amen. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come because we must. We come because we ought to. We come because we need to. We come because we long to. We come because in you we have a joy and a gladness we have never known before. We come because you are the Lord. Lord, you call us to worship you with joy and thanksgiving. You summon us to give you glory and honor to your name. You remind us that you are our Maker, and that through you we may enter all that life was meant to be. We come to confess that you hold us, and you hold all things in the palm of your hand. And we would worship you. Too easily our praises are restricted by self-centeredness, and our prayers by self-interest. We come to sing and to rejoice in your presence. By the power and presence of your Holy Spirit, transform the formalities of our praises and renew the experience of your glory. Lord, we come before you. Our hearts and lives lie open to your searching sight. By your grace, enable us to speak of your love and to commit our lives to sing to your glory. Amen.
To the Lord, the Almighty, the King of creation. Oh, my soul, praise Him, for He is thy health and salvation. All ye who hear, now to His temple draw near. Join me in glad to the Lord who o'er all things so wondrously reigneth, shelters thee under His wings, yes, so gently sustaineth. Hast thou not seen how all sons to the Lord, who doth prosper thy work and defend thee. Surely his goodness and mercy here daily attend.
We pray the collect for proper 29, followed by our parish prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, whose will it is to restore all things in your well-beloved Son, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, mercifully grant that the peoples of the earth, divided and enslaved by sin, may be freed and brought together under his most gracious rule, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our parish prayer. Gracious God, you sent your only Son, Jesus, to be for us an example of godly living. Empower us by your Holy Spirit to treasure your creation, that we may be his faithful disciples in our time and place, making disciples of all nations, sharing his words with all who need to hear them, and helping our brothers and sisters to experience life in all its fullness, all to your honor and glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reflection today is entitled, Love in Action. Love in Action. As we celebrate the feast of Christ the King today, we acknowledge and celebrate the universal and exclusive kingship of Jesus the Christ. In today's Gospel, from Matthew 25, verses 31 to 46, we see Jesus exercising his authority as the shepherd, King of God's people, who returns at the ends of the age to judge the nations. For the past 2 weeks, we have been focusing on various aspects of the second coming of Christ. We were reminded that about that day and hour, no one knows, neither the angels of heaven nor the Son, but only the Father, Matthew 24, verse 36. Jesus pointed out that his disciples should not waste their time engaging in endless and fruitless speculation regarding the time of his coming. Rather, he invites his disciples to remain vigilant so that his unexpected arrival does not take them by surprise. The parable of the wise and foolish bridesmaids speaks to this. Matthew 25, verses 1 to 13. The parable of the talents in last week's gospel points us to the unexpectedness of his return. It spoke to the importance of remaining actively engaged in the work of the kingdom in his absence. Disciples of Christ are called to use the gifts they have been given for the purpose for which they have been given, for the building up of the body of Christ, and for the good of all God's people. The ways in which we should use the gifts are not described in the parable. Jesus left that for today's gospel, the parable of the Last Judgment. Using the image of the shepherd that is given to Israel's leaders, Jesus the Shepherd King, Jesus the Good Shepherd, arrives to judge all the peoples of the earth. The task of the Shepherd King is to separate the sheep from the goats. When they are young, sheep and goats look alike and feed on the same type of pasture. Therefore, the practice was to allow them to go together until maturity and then separate them. The people in the day of Jesus would be able to identify with this parable. However, there are many significant differences between the reality of separating sheep from goats and what Jesus describes in the parable. We need to note that what separates the sheep from the goats is their treatment of the shepherd. The sheep and goats were both called to respond in love to the needs of each other. Their brothers and sisters, their neighbors. They were called to show loving action to each other by responding to very common needs. However, when the sheep responded, they were in fact treating the shepherd. So close is the shepherd identified with the sheep. Just as you did it to one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Matthew 25, verse 40. When the goats did not respond with love to the needs of those around them, they did not respond to the needs of the shepherd. Just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. Every time we neglect to show love to one another, we are indeed neglecting to show love to Christ. Christ the King identifies fully with all people. The parable reverses the normal shepherd-sheep relationship. The sheep attend to the needs of the shepherd as they attend to the needs of each other. When the shepherd was hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, or incarcerated, the sheep fed, watered, welcomed, clothed, nursed, and visited him. As disciples of Christ today, we must understand that Jesus the Christ identifies with and has experienced human need and suffering. The King of Kings identifies with us. Therefore, Whenever we show love in action, we are responding to him. The sheep, because they responded with love to situations of human need, are granted a share in the kingdom of God, a kingdom which has been awaiting the people of God since the beginning of time. On the other hand, the goats, because they neglected to show love in action, are assigned to the place reserved for those who did not obey God's command to love God and love neighbor. We should also note that both the righteous and the unrighteous are surprised by the shepherd's judgment. Both groups are confused and wonder when they ever saw him in any state of need. The shepherd responds by affirming that the extent to which we are attentive to the needs of the needy is the extent to which we are attentive to the shepherd. As disciples of Christ, we are called to see Christ in each other. We must understand that the love of God does not exist apart from the love of neighbor. And it is in loving our neighbor that we show our love for God. Put another way, our love for God is expressed in our love for our neighbor. Love in action. As we build our relationship with God by prayer, Bible study, and worship, God, through the Holy Spirit, gives us God's love, which enables us to respond to the needs of our brother and sister. As we love God, we are able to act out of love for fellow human beings. As we await the return of Christ, the King, our task is so to love God that God's love will become action in our lives, and we will always be able to respond to human need with loving action. We will always be able to keep in mind that as we do it to the least of his sheep, we are indeed loving the shepherd. We love and serve God best by loving and serving God's people with love. Paul reminds us, if we do it without love, we gain nothing by it. So, brothers and sisters, beloved, let us show love to one another, for love is from God. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. We remember, O Lord, those who suffer from any kind of discrimination, your children and our brothers and sisters who are humiliated and oppressed. We pray for those who are denied fundamental human rights, for those who are imprisoned, and especially those who are tortured. Our thoughts rest a few moments with them, and we pray that your love and compassion may sustain them always. Amen. O Heavenly Father, who by your blessed Son has taught us to ask for daily bread, have compassion on the millions of our fellow human beings who live in poverty and hunger. Relieve their distress, make plain the way of help, and grant your grace to all of us that we may bear each other's burdens according to your will, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. God of love, whose compassion never fails, We bring before you the troubles and perils of people and nations, the sighing of prisoners and captives, the sorrows of the bereaved, the necessities of strangers, the helplessness of the weak, the despondency of the weary, the failing power of the aged. O Lord, draw near to each for the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. And our Savior, as our Savior Christ had commanded and taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Let us pray. Teach us, good Lord, to serve you as you deserve, to give and not to count the cost, to fight and not to heed the wounds, to toil and not to seek for rest, to labor and not to ask for any reward save that of knowing we do your will through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And in that service, we pray that God will continue to make us instruments of God's peace. Where there is hatred, let us sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that we may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And may God be above you to protect you, before you to guide you, beneath you to support you, within you to give you his peace, this day and forevermore. Amen. Do have a very rewarding and productive and spirit-filled week. And above all, be safe.